Welcome back all. In the second podcast of the series entitled Lipids, Hyperlipidemia and Atherosclerotic Cardiovascular Disease, I'm going to discuss the presentation and clinical workup of a patient who is found to have an elevated lipid profile. Now, when we look at the lipid profile, there are three possibilities. There are essentially three patterns. The one is predominant hypercholesterolemia, where the main problem is an elevated cholesterol, and most importantly is LDL cholesterol. The second pattern can be predominant hypertriglyceridemia, where the problem is markedly elevated triglyceride levels, but the cholesterol level and the LDL cholesterol level are essentially in the normal range. And then one of the most common patterns is the mixed pattern, mixed hyperlipidemia, where both cholesterol and triglycerides are elevated. Now, most importantly, if you have elected to do a lipid profile and you have a look at the lipid profile, it's extremely important to exclude secondary causes of hyperlipidemia before you define it as a primary lipid disorder. So when we look at the secondary causes of hyperlipidemia, there are many conditions that we need to consider. For example, the endocrine disorders, particularly diabetes mellitus, which can elevate triglycerides as well as cholesterol, hypothyroidism, which classically elevates cholesterol levels to very high levels, Cushing's syndrome, and obesity per se. Renal disorders like the nephrotic syndrome and chronic kidney disease can also elevate both cholesterol and triglyceride levels. Hepatobiliary disease, particularly cholestasis, can cause marked elevation in serum cholesterol levels. Then we always have to think about what drugs our patients have been prescribed. For example, the thiazide diuretics, beta blockers, oral contraceptives, steroids, immunosuppressants like cyclosporin, and very important antiretroviral therapy can all elevate both cholesterol and triglyceride levels. And then there's a whole miscellaneous category. For example, alcohol in excess can elevate both cholesterol and, interestingly, also HDL cholesterol levels. Anorexia nervosa can cause elevations in triglycerides and cholesterol as well. And then there's sort of rare conditions such as the glycogen storage diseases. So just in the back of your mind, when you look at a lipid profile, you need to think about the secondary causes before deciding on treatment of an abnormal lipid profile. Next, it's important to examine your patient and look for the clinical markers of either an elevated cholesterol or an elevated triglycerides. Now, the golden rule is that cholesterol in excess tends to deposit in tendons and around the eyes, a condition we call arcus cornealis, as well as xanthelasma. The most important place cholesterol deposits, and this is typical in patients with familial hypercholesterolemia, is in the Achilles tendons. So all patients should be examined for thickening of the Achilles tendons. We can also find them in the extensor tendons of the hands, etc. And if they occur between the fingers in the interdigital spaces, this is pathognomonic of homozygous familial hypercholesterolemia. So cholesterol deposits in tendons. Triglycerides, on the other hand, deposits in the skin. And typically, we get what we call eruptive xanthomas, small little yellow deposits which occur over the shoulders, over the buttocks, behind the knees. But these are totally different to the tendon xanthomas we see with high cholesterol levels. So extremely important, when we see a patient, we need to take a good history, particularly a history of any premature atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease in the family. Are there any family members with high cholesterols that have had a heart attack, a stroke, etc.? Secondly, very important to think about the secondary causes of hyperlipidemia that I mentioned. And then thirdly, when we examine the patients, we need to look for the clinical markers suggestive of hypercholesterolemia, as I mentioned in the tendons, or hypertriglyceridemia, which is the eruptive xanthomas. What's also important is just to look into the fundi. In patients with severely elevated triglyceride levels, we get a condition called lipemia retinalis. So the blood vessels, particularly the veins at the back of the eye, look white instead of the normal red color. So that's also the clue for severe hypertriglyceridemia. Importantly on history as well is not only the history of premature atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, but a history of pancreatitis, because that can be a clue to elevated triglycerides. So high triglycerides result in pancreatitis. High cholesterol, particularly LDL cholesterol, results in premature atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. So stay tuned for the next in the series, topic 3, when I will discuss surrogate markers for atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease.
We are Novartis, and we are reimagining medicine.